Hello everyone, and welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere, a show where I will talk about chemistry in our daily lives and in the world around us. The topic of today is the chemistry of food. Food contains essential building blocks for all our body parts and also is a fuel in the form of calories. Now, what is food mostly made of? There's five main product groups. There's carbohydrates or sugars. Then there's lipids, mainly fats and oils. Proteins, and the main building block of muscle tissue. Minerals such as potassium, calcium, sodium and magnesium that regulate most of the metabolic processes, and vitamins. In addition, I will talk about flavors, and also water is a major component in food. And we will close off with toxins and food contaminants. Carbohydrates are essential components in our food. They provide energy and have central roles in our metabolism. They're composed of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen in the ratio CH2O, so one carbon atom for one water molecule, which explains the name carbohydrates. Most have a ring structure, simple sugars, or also called monosaccharides. They contain one ring, for example, glucose. Disaccharides, such as sucrose, have two rings. And starch and cellulose are what is called polysaccharides, and they consist of long chains of sugar rings. An important feature of a carbohydrate is the multiple hydroxy groups. This makes them soluble in water, and many nonpolar compounds in our food are poorly soluble in water, but when they are bonded to sugar molecules, they become polar and their solubility in water increases. Starch is insoluble in cold water but soluble in hot water, and cellulose is insoluble also in hot water. And in addition, our body cannot digest cellulose. We can digest starch, we can break it down into glucose molecules, but humans cannot digest cellulose, unlike some animals like cows and elephants. So cellulose is what is called a fiber, and fibers are insoluble carbohydrates that are also non-digestible. Lipids are, for example, fats and oils. There are two main types of lipids. First of all, the ketoacyl type, which includes all the plant oils such as sunflower oil, olive oil. They're a source of energy. And then there's the isoprene type lipids. And these are the structural components of cell membranes. Most fats and oils are triglycerides, and they contain fatty acids. There's saturated fatty acids that do not have a double bond between the carbon atoms. And then there's unsaturated fatty acids that have one or more double bond between the carbon atoms. There's cis and trans unsaturated fatty acids. If different groups are on the same side of the carbon double bond, it's called cis. And if the different groups are on different sides of the double bond, they're called trans fatty acids. Fats are needed for absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, such as just vitamins A, D, E, and K. And our body cannot synthesize the essential fatty acids, such as linoleic acid, so we need to obtain those through our food. Proteins are long chains of amino acids linked together by so-called peptide bonds. An amino acid is an organic compound with both an amino and a carboxylic acid group, and then a side chain that is specific for the individual amino acids. They're the building blocks of muscle tissue, of our brain, skin, and hair. And in our body, they're decomposed into single amino acids in the stomach, in the intestines. Amino acids are small enough to enter the bloodstream. Our body needs 20 different amino acids, and 9 of these our body cannot synthesize itself, so these must be obtained through our diet. That's why these 9 are called essential amino acids. The source of proteins that contains these acids are, for example, meat, fish, eggs, milk, soy, but also grains and lentils and chickpeas. The excess of amino acids are deaminated in the liver and converted into urea. And urea is removed from the body via the kidneys. Minerals are inorganic elements that cannot be produced by our body, so we have to eat them. Even plants cannot create minerals, they absorb them from the soil. And most of the minerals we eat are obtained from fruits, plants, vegetables, fish, or meat. Minerals such as sodium, potassium, calcium, and chloride are dissolved in water and act as electrolytes. In this way, their main task is to regulate the fluid balance between the inside and the outside of the cells. Calcium is a main component of bones and teeth, and that we obtain from milk or milk products. Potassium is present in fruits such as bananas and tomatoes. Sodium and chloride are not present in many foods, so that is mostly obtained from the salt that we add to our food. Phosphorus is also a component of bones and teeth, but also of our DNA. And food that is high in phosphorus are, for example, meat, fish, and eggs. And you're probably familiar that our body needs iron. Iron converts food into energy, and transports oxygen to the blood. And it's two important functions. And foods that are high in iron are red meat and spinach. Vitamins are organic substances that are essential for our body to function. And just like minerals, our body cannot synthesize vitamins, so we have to get them from our food. The only exception is vitamin D, which can be synthesized in the body on exposure of our skin to sunlight. Without vitamins, our body would not be able to convert food into energy, build bones, muscles, teeth, and keep our brain, eyes, and immune system in good working order. There are two types of vitamins. There's fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble. The fat-soluble vitamins are vitamin A, D, E, and K. And these are mainly found in vegetable oils, animal fats, and oily fish, such as eel, salmon, or trout. And these fat-soluble vitamins, they are stored in our body fat. The water-soluble vitamins are B and C, and these are mostly found in fruit, vegetables, and grains. They're soluble in water, so they're not stored in the body, and we need to consume them on a frequent basis, and excess that is not needed by the body will be drained off and disappear via the kidneys. Vitamin A is most known to be important for our eyes, for our vision. Vitamin B consists of a complex of 8 different vitamins. Vitamin C is also known as ascorbic acid and is found in fruits. It's mostly present in citrus fruits and in kiwi. Vitamin D regulates the calcium and phosphorus in our body, so it's important for our bone structure. Vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant which helps the immune response. And vitamin K is a crucial component for blood clotting, and that is mostly found in green vegetables. Looked at what food was made of. Now let's look at how much food we need, or in other words, the requirement of calories. And this consists of three parts. First of all, there's the BMR, or basic metabolic rate, and that is the amount we need for just keeping the body going, our heartbeat, our brain thinking, even the blinking of our eyelids. And there are some interesting calculations for those of you who are interested. Look at the Harris-Benedict formula, but we will not cover this today, that would go too far. Then the second thing is the physical activity. When you're running all day, you need more calories than when you sit in a chair all the time. And the third part is the thermic effect of food, and that is the energy that is needed for digestion, because a lot of the metabolic reactions are so-called endothermic. They need the amount of energy to take place. if you consume more food than you need, the carbohydrates are stored as glycogen in the liver and in the muscles, and the fats are stored in fat tissue. And so if you consistently consume more than you need, then you gain mass and also volume. And if you would consistently eat less than what you consume, then you would lose weight. Flavor is a combination of taste and odor. And humans can detect sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and savory tastes. Taste is believed to have an evolutionary purpose, such as identifying spoiled food or toxic substances. Taste is caused by certain chemical components in food. Our taste buds and sensory cells in the nose are activated by certain chemicals and send messages to your brain, which in turn create the perception of taste. Sweet flavors are caused by the presence of sugars. Sour taste by the presence of acids. Salty taste is usually caused by sodium chloride or table salt that is added to our food. Bitter taste can be caused by various molecules, many of which are found in plants, for example, quinine or tannin. Savory flavor is often caused by amino acids, such as aspartic acid or glutamic acid, and also these are found in many plants. Food can turn bad because of bacteria. Water is present in most foods, and water is an excellent place for bacterial growth. So that is why most food has a limited shelf life. Food can also go bad because of oxidation, and that is a chemical process where reactive molecules in the food combine with oxygen from air and form aldehydes or acids, and these affect the flavor and can also trigger a reaction of the body's defense system. Examples are wine turning to vinegar, aldehyde formation in overripe fruit, and plant oil products and butter becoming rancid. Last but not least, food packaging materials can contain toxic components that can migrate into the food and cause an off odor or a off taste. And one example is cork taint in wine. Traces of herbicides can be found in food, or plants and fungi can produce toxins that can contaminate crops and become a health concern. Thanks again for listening. For any questions, remarks, or requests, feel free to send me a message. The next episode will be about carbon, the carbon cycle, and carbon dioxide, so stay tuned.